Welcome to Heroes of the Realm. I am your host and Dungeon Master, Jason He. Before we begin today's adventure, I'd like to thank our sponsor, the Wizards Guild of the Realm. Responsible use of magic is not everyone's responsibility. To safely and properly wield magic, you must earn your badge of honor as a trained mage of the Wizards Guild. There is no need to find us. If you possess the spark, the Wizard Guild will find you. This week's story finds the party reunited in Briar's Glen, jammed into a hovel in Dwarftown with their halfling hosts, Augustus and Dylan. Gustav rejoins Xandar and Zerdan to prepare for their upcoming Liberation Day performance as the Two Amigos. After accepting Lord Tarnath's request for a magical experience honoring the 10th anniversary of the Battle of Briar's Glen, the shrubbery artist, guild wizard, and celebrity bard combine their creative talents. Three heads are better than two. Xandar is eager to debut his newfound ability to summon fireballs, and Gustav wishes to expand his repertoire. Perhaps a towering topiary with a secret chamber to hide ambushers? Augustus is thrilled to volunteer. Meanwhile, Dylan, the halfling historian, peruses Xandar's borrowed spellbook to learn of three wizards who aided the Realmish army in the Battle of Briar's Glen. An evoker named Staria Lynx unleashed fiery death upon the goblin mobs and torched Briar's Glen when the orcs retreated behind the city's walls. A Lucian Solinger, an abjurer, defended the Realmish ranks against the orcs' shamanic lightning. The charismatic enchanter Corwin Pilar magically bolstered the morale of the Realmish forces. Tragically, Corwin was slain during the conflict and is survived by his wife and daughter. Dylan's scholarly excitement is interrupted by the sound of scratching. Gustav opens the door to investigate. An orange tabby cat saunters into the hovel, bearing a handwritten warning from Rosafet, the gilded librarian. The note informs Xandar that the mage he blasted with magic missiles during the glittery assault on the militia camp is none other than Staria Lynx, and she is hot for payback. Ignoring this warning, our heroes continue to plot their Liberation Day surprise for Lord Tarnath, brainstorming well past the halfling's supper time when the party's planning is interrupted by the clang of alarm bells. Dwarftown is burning! Rushing to the door, Xandar and Aelar are greeted by a flurry of crossbow bolts. Through the acrid smoke, Xandar unleashes a fiery conflagration to obliterate one squad of crossbowmen, while Aelar dashes forth to engage a second squad. As our heroes press forward, they spot Staria just in time to dodge her vengeful fireball. The angry guild mage is accompanied by Lord Tarnath's son, Prince Insario, bearing the very same crossbow that nearly ended Zerdan's life years ago. Between Athenia and Aelar's elvish initiative, and Finn taking the form of a giant bear, the assailants are overtaken and captured. Our heroes hand the arsonist, Staria Lynx, over to Gremalinda, the clanspeaker, to face dwarven justice. When questioned, Prince Insario, bound and bleeding, verbally lashes out at Zerdan the Immortal.
I killed you once for stealing from the realm. You were supposed to stay dead.
Upon further interrogation, our heroes begin to suspect that Lord Tarnath is unaware of Ansario's scheme to burn out the Two Amigos. During this exchange, Athenia asks Finn, what happened to the fairy sprite he was transporting in his animal skin bag? Finn opens the bag and releases purest drop of the mountain's dew. The sprite magically redecorated the inside of Finn's snakeskin bag to become a spacious new residence.
Room for a dozen here. Quite luxurious.
Finn points out Insario as one of the scoundrels responsible for torching Mountain Dew's home in the Vogel Woods. Before anyone can intervene, the angry sprite pricks the prince with a poison blade. and Serio goes limp, his eyes rolling back and mouth foaming. In an act of elvish mercy, Athenia, the Sylvan Princess, intervenes with healing magic to save the life of Tarnath's son. Fires are extinguished in Dwarf Town, Prince Insario is captured, and only one day remains for our heroes to prepare for the Liberation Day parade. Join us next time for more Tales of Valor from the Heroes of the Realm. Thank you.